Dear Heavenly Father, God, we pray that your will be done here and your name will be glorified. We ask these things and we ask that you would pray your spirit here, please. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. James 1:12. Amelia, do you reckon you could get up and have a read of this? Sorry, I have no prior warning, but can you read James 1, verse 12?
God bless those who are patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Cool. Thank you, Amelia. Yes. What a promise. I want to hold on to that promise today. So, girls, kiddies, and all those that are young at heart, I've got a little bit of a story for you. Now, once upon a time, there was a young man and he decided to buy a house. He got this house and it had a bit of land on it. And on this land, he thought, I'm going to make some nice gardens. But he didn't really understand how to garden. He wasn't a really good gardener. He'd never really gardened before at all. And one thing he didn't know was how to pick a weed from a plant. So this young man, he thought he was going to do the right thing, and he got out in the garden one day and he started pulling what he thought was weeds, or what he was starting to grow in the garden. And did you know, have you seen a farmer's friend? They're not really friends of farmers.
No.
Farmer's friends, they have these little seeds that stick out, they throw these little hooks on them, and they get caught on your socks and everywhere else. And he'd end up pulling out these weeds, these farmer's friends, and what would happen to the seeds? He'd get seeds all over him. And guess what happened to the other seeds that shook off when he picked it? They went in the ground and they grew more weeds. So this guy didn't really have much success in his garden. And what was more than that, some of the weeds in his garden would actually sprout seeds and drop seeds before he knew that they were doing it. And it was only once they'd already dropped the seeds and they were growing and getting big that he realized, and some of these weeds he tried to pull out and he couldn't. They were stuck there. He tried to spray them and they wouldn't die. He tried to just cut them out, but they'd sprout again. And he just couldn't get rid of these weeds. So what do you think he had to do? What could he do? Try digging them? Yeah. Maybe he didn't have a shovel. You see, he thought, well, he saw an ad in the paper. There was this gardener, professional gardener. This guy, he had machines, and he had the know-how how to remove these weeds. And so he decided to call this gardener. And he asked this guy, he was quite an old, wise old gardener. And he said, he asked him, can you come and fix my garden? I've just made a mess of it. It's just not working. It's not the way I want it. And so this gardener came, and this gardener said, well, I can fix it. But the only way I'm ever going to fix this is if you stop getting in my road, and if you stand aside and you let me do what is needed to be done. Because you don't quite understand, you can't perceive these weeds that are growing. Only I can. Because I've got the trained eye and I have the ability to remove them. And you know what? So the young man said, okay, I'll let you fix it and you do it. And you know what? The man trusted this gardener because this gardener had a lot of experience and he had a lot of other people who had said, this gardener's great. He can remove weeds really fast. And he even is able to stop enemies or people from coming up the road and dropping seeds off their clothes into your garden as well. Did you know that? As we walk, when I walk doing door knocking, it's really not so bad down here because no one has good lawns. But when you're up north and everyone has really nice lawns, you don't walk on their lawn. Do you know why? Because if you walked on a thistles or on bad lawn, you'll have stuck in the bottom of your shoe, just like I have found some chewing gum, some seeds. And as you walk across someone's good lawn, you can drop those seeds into their lawn. And before you know it, those seeds will sprout and grow. So this gardener, he put up signs, do not cross, do not walk on the lawn. And he was able to pull out, get rid of the weeds over time. And he did an amazing job. The young man was happy. Then one day he thought, I'm sure I can do that. And he got out there, and guess what he did? He messed up, and he realized that what it was a good plant he pulled up, and it was a, what he thought was a bad plant, he pulled up a good plant. And he ended up walking past the compost bin, and he kicked some of the seeds that had been chucked into there to get composted, and they started sprouting, and he started making messes. So he had to call again and went, oh, call this guy and say, sorry, I've made a mess of what you've done to my garden. Can you come and fix it? So, yes, the gardener was happy. He said, yeah, no problem. I'll come. Do it for free. I'll come and fix up what you've messed up. And you know what? We are just like that man and his land. We have these weeds of sin that grow in us. And they're just like seeds, these weeds of sin. They start as just a seed. And if we water the wrong plants and if we do the wrong thing, those seeds will grow and grow weeds in our minds of sin. And they'll take root and we won't be able to pull them out unless we rely on the master gardener to pull those weeds from our minds. And if we try on our own steam to fix it ourselves, guess what's going to happen? We make a mess of it. Yeah. So what do you think about what we need to do? What do we need to do if we need to get rid of the weeds of sin in our lives? Pray to God and trust in Him and ask Him to remove the weeds. Yeah? According to that story.